Now, I'm going to mention something else here as an aside. We're not going to get into it very deeply, but it should be mentioned that there are experiences in everyone's life that can add to the high maintenance of adult relationships. Those experiences are losses and traumas. We all have had losses, and as we get older, we'll have more of them. We've all had some kind of trauma, and the problem isn't the trauma. The problem isn't the loss. The problem is the lack of support around the time that we experience the trauma or the loss. This lack of support, either in childhood or in adulthood, is what leads to an unresolved condition. Unresolved meaning I've gone through this intense experience where I've lost someone or someones, or I've experienced something beyond the scope of normal human experiencing, and that's traumatic. And there's been no one around me within time to regulate the state that I'm in, having experienced that loss or trauma. Not having someone around to regulate the state I'm in is what creates the condition for an unresolved trauma or loss. Waves can have unresolved trauma or loss. Islands too, and so can anchors. And what this does is present problems at surprising times, because nobody knows this is coming, not the person who had the unresolved trauma or loss or the partner, but because these experiences, these intense experiences, usually involve primary attachment figures, important figures in our lives. Now that we're with a partner, and since they are proxies for everyone who came beforehand, if we're going to remember these unresolved areas, we're going to remember them with our partner. They're going to come up at times in surprising ways, like stepping on a landmine. And what's happening is that it's coming out of that fast automatic brain that contains our memory, that identifies things through the body, through sounds, smells, touch, movement, things that can trigger a memory. And I'm just telling you this because that has nothing to do with being an island, anchor, or wave. That has to do with unresolved trauma or loss. Some of us have more of it than others. And what to do when that happens is to do what didn't happen when the trauma or loss occurred. And that is for you, partner, to just not overreact. Just hold your partner. Just be with your partner in that state. Try not to do anything. The worst thing you can do is panic or outsource your partner to somebody else.